Hello, race fans. Welcome to another episode of Short Track Guys Podcast, brought to you in part by Story and Black Roofing. We've got you covered. Metal, slate, tile, asphalt, shingle. It's all there. We're locals you can trust right here in Pensacola, Florida. Story and Black Roofing. Give us a call. I'm your host, Thomas Faddish, alongside two of the same Short Track Guys in the studio as always. Jim Pokerant, driver of the 07 CantQuitFishing.com sportsman, right here at Five Flag Speedway in Pensacola, Florida. And Ted Baber, it's Ted Baber Video Productions. What's up, guys?
How you doing over there?
How's it going over here?
It's a going pretty good. We're yes, coming off a big weekend from last weekend.
Just keep on coming.
Just keep on coming. And we've got, we didn't have anything locally here in Pensacola, Florida, in our backyard at Five Flag Speedway, but we do have an upcoming event, April 19th, with the local divisions. Four events, Outlaws, Pro Truck Sportsman, and Crown Stocks there April 19th. That would be at Five Flag Speedway in Mobile this past weekend. We did have a big event. We had the Outlaw 40, and man, they put on a show. All four classes, the Pure Stocks, the Pro Trucks, and the Crown Stocks there were that Outlaw feature.
Yeah, Derek Griffin, he put the whoop on him. I mean, nobody had nothing for him, but... Mr. Goodwin, who finished second at Pensacola, came over there and run second in Mobile, and he is right there with them. And he said all he did was change the shocks on that car. That's what he was telling me in the pits. I went and talked to him, and he's running really, really good. And one of our heroes, yes. Junior Niedecken, finished third in that race.
Junior.
It was good to see old Junior back behind the wheel and running good. So the Outlaw was a pretty good show, man. Pure Stocks wound up being the 15 car of Eli Loper.
I wonder if he's related.
His daddy owns that car, and Maddox Langham runs second. So, I mean, that was a good show. And the 26 car, and I can't think of his name right now. McDonald is his last name.
But Colby.
Colby McDonald. Yeah. He wound up third, but he was a distant third. And the team I went to help, we wound up sixth. So we did all right. It's first time ever in Mobile. He wasn't slow. We got to catch up a little bit, but we'll get there.
Yep.
And the Crown Stocks, of course, just put on a clinic. I mean, it was a great show. I know they were in Montgomery this weekend also, but man, and for Mobile, that was a good race.
There's a bunch of them too, as usual.
Oh yeah. Yeah. There was a little beating and banging between, Peyton Guy and whoever drove the 14, they got into it.
James O'Neill
in the heat and the feature.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was getting kind of ugly. I was like, oh, they're going to wreck each other. But they didn't. And Peyton Guy wound up third. So, you know, he still put it on the trailer. But, man, it was so good to see Tyler Young get his first feature win.
Yes.
Yeah. Congratulations, Tyler.
That was former
Story in Black driver of the week.
Yes, right? He was. And yeah. I tell you what, man, he was excited. He dominated that race. It was a good show, man. We're glad to see you. Tyler, congratulations, dude. You finally broke through. It took you a little while, but you got there. And it had only been a year, and you finally busted through. So it's pretty awesome. And then Caleb Sanford runs second.
Yep.
But nobody had nothing for Tyler. He was gone.
It's good to hear him. I'm glad he finally got it hooked up and running like he had it before. When the first year at Five Flags, he did pretty well. But then there were some difficulties.
Yeah, just a little beating and banging, stuff getting tore, people getting spun out. You know, it just happens to everybody. Yep. But you know what? It's a good show. It was a great race, and the racing was very efficient. The officials did a great job in Mobile. I want to give them a thumbs up for all of it. And they also ran the Pro Trucks, and there wasn't very many of them. God, I can't remember who won the Pro Truck race. I know there was a young kid that finished second, and Steven Davis, I think, wound up fourth.
That was it.
Well, I've got the list right here.
We'll just. How about Trace Capers?
Trace Capers. Yeah. Oh, Jacob Clayton, Kyler Bean, top three. Yeah, Steven Davis and Raymond Adams, top five.
Yeah, Steven ran outside of the 101 and then spun, blew a right rear tire and spun going into one. And the rest of the race, he spent trying to play catch up. But Trace Capers did a great job, man. That dude is coming on strong. But it's a shame they didn't have any more trucks than they had. But
yeah.
You know, it was still a good race. I mean, they made it interesting. And that young man that finished second, they were very excited about him. a bunch of guys from Mobile are helping him, and he's going to be something to be contended with by the end of the year because he ran a strong race.
Jacob Clayton from Dayton, Tennessee.
That's a bit of a haul.
he's friends with the I can't think of the name of the family over there in Mobile, but they're helping him a lot. And I mean, to tell you, that was a good race. Yeah. He qualified well, drove well, and he's going to be somebody they're going to be looking into.
Sounds like a winner. Well, second place now, winner later, we'll figure it out.
And he had the little Mazda cars. I can't think of the name of them. They were there running. I don't know if they're
Legacies.
Running. Yeah, I don't know if they're running for points this year or not, but because they were still on American Racers.
Yeah.
That race was kind of boring. I hate to put it that way, but it was.
Well, Van Rayburn got the win. That 72 car, Brian Benedict and Devin Corey, top three, Mike Knotts and Delia May, and Shan was Swindle.
I can tell you something about the fifth place finisher, but I won't bring it up on here. But the Van Rayburn dude, he is a motorcycle driving knucklehead.
That's two more wheels than he's used to running.
Yeah, he's usually on two wheels. And when he used to run up at Flemington. Between him and Robbie McClendon, they tried to kill each other. They would run up and punch each other and grab each other's throttles and just do crazy, crazy stuff back in years ago. But Van Rayburn, he's a cool guy, man. It was good to see him get the win.
Yeah, and something he's not used to driving. So, they do have four-cylinder bikes, too. So,
kind of. They're Mazda powered. Right. They got a little Mazda 4 banger in them. They're fast little cars. But that race, once he got out front, it was kind of boring. But it was a good show. Mobile put on a good race, and the crowd was okay. The racing was good, and it was efficient. They got things moving. We didn't sit around and wait for stuff. And I had to give it to them. They did a great job. The officials over there did a great job.
Right.
Good job, Eddie. But once again, Mobile International comes through and Five Flags. I think they've got one on the 24th. Coming up a Saturday night after Five Flags here. I think it was a doubleheader weekend that's coming up here in a little bit. So stay tuned to that. Right. We will get to that. So we move on with our future date at Five Flags on the 19th. Mobile International success Saturday night with several classes there. We're going to get back to what we had brought up last Wednesday, a little rumble by the river somewhere in Montgomery, Alabama. They're running for a bear, I think.
Yep.
The bear. Good race, though. I mean, Nasty put it on them in the, God dang it, I can't think. My brain is just not functioning the same. in the pro-late model race, but Bubba Pollard jumped in a car that he'd never driven before and run second.
Well.
Yeah. Pretty interesting. The driver was sick the morning of the race. He couldn't do it. He said there was no way. So they asked Bubba to drive it, and he runs second. So that's pretty neat.
Let's find somebody to put in. Oh, I know a guy.
Yeah, I know this guy. There was, speaking of, I got to just run off the rails for just a second, but there was some guy, and I've seen the clip. He said his friend sent him a thing because Bubba was running the Xfinity race. He said, you know about Bubba Pollard? He said, no, I didn't. But he said, he looks like Fred Flintstone. He's got a big old effing head is what he said, and he looks like Fred Flintstone. And I was like, he showed a picture of Bubba, and I started laughing. He kind of does look like Fred Flintstone, come to think of it.
Yeah, but he doesn't use his feet to get around. So
no, he does. He uses that right foot when he puts it down, but he gets her done. But in the super race, though, he kind of didn't run all that well. He finished eighth, but, man, what a finish coming to the end with Bolin and Nasty. They both wrecked each other coming to the checkered for second place.
Well, good job.
Yeah, well, I tell you, man, honestly, John Bolin, he's been getting faster and faster. I mean, he run third in the pro race, and he's been running very well in Pensacola. He was in the top 10 in Pensacola and moving up till he got penalized.
Right. Yeah.
And let me tell you something. That dude is, I mean, he was getting better then he quit. Now he's back, and this is about his third year. And of course, he's got Tony Urie as his crew chief.
Right.
He's somebody to keep an eye on. He's going to win one if they keep messing around too much.
And Montgomery is basically his home track, so that helps too. Have a little home track advantage.
Yeah. And it's good to see Matt Craig in victory lane.
Yes. I know he's been hunting one for a while.
Oh, he's had the worst luck too. I mean, he really has. And it's good to see him get that monkey off his back and get him another win, especially at Montgomery. That place, man, is a tough racetrack to get around.
No. Well, I'm glad to see one of our local drivers, Dustin Smith, managed to come in second in that race, too. So
I think he was running in the top five when the wreck happened. And then Ruggiero and I think two of the Donnie Wilson cars got involved in a mess on the back straightaway when Michael Hind, who led the most laps, he doesn't have the hair anymore, so yeah, he can't comb together his hair. He cut all his hair off.
Yeah, I saw that.
But he had an axle break coming off of two, and it got him all wiggly. And when he goes to spin, Ruggiero got dumped, and it ruined his night. He still finished in the top five, I believe, or top ten, but I don't think anybody had anything for Matt Craig. But the thing was that, like I said, Michael Hind was the car that was dominating until he broke an axle.
Mm. That hurts.
Yeah, he's somebody, man, he needs a big win. He's due for a big win.
The last one I think I remember was downstate. He won a prolate downstate. It's been a while, yeah.
Well, it was at New Smyrna.
Right.
But he's due for a big win, and that sucks. He dominates and then breaks.
Right. Always happens.
Yeah, big kick in the nuts. But it was good to see Dustin Smith finally get him a podium. Yeah. He's somebody that's due for a good race, too. Cole Butcher was running up front the entire race, and he got involved in that mess on the backstretch, and that kind of screwed him from having a shot at it. And Casey Roderick had a good run, so that's good. It's good to see these guys running up front. Billy Van Meter, now that was a surprise podium finish.
He was probably as surprised as anybody.
I mean, he usually, no offense, Billy, we're not trying to badmouth you here, but you get lapped a lot lately, and you're from up north, and I know you win up there. And it's good to see you get a good finish, man, and finally get one on the lead lap and do a great job. So congratulations to that team, because I know they're putting the work in. It's just that, you know, you got to have the luck button to press, and it's got to stay on when you get a chance to push it, and they did. So very good job to that team.
It always helps.
Yeah, amen to that.
And then had Jackson Boone, ninth place, and Jet Nolan rounded out the top ten. So that was a good effort all around for them.
Yeah, glad to see Jackson Boone back in a race car after that horrific crash at the Derby. We had a bad concussion. I hope he's 100%.
Yeah.
So.
Just never know.
Nope.
You just never know. And the dates have been announced from the Roger Dabbs Performance Pro Late Model Challenge Series schedule. Their April 13th was the pro portion on Montgomery Motor Speedway. They'll be at Five Flags Speedway on May 31st. They will then travel to Nashville on the 13th of July, back to Five Flags in August, and then to Mobile in August. I think that was that back-to-back I was telling you about, in August 23rd and 24th here.
Right.
Five Flags and then Mobile on that weekend. You definitely want to be there for that. October, we're going to Nashville, and then October, again, just 2 weeks later, back to Montgomery to finish out the season with that Roger Dabbs Performance Pro Late Model Challenge Series. Which is going to be interesting, because I think this is the first time that they have put something like this together.
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, it's a new series. I mean, you know, and the pro late model guys really don't have as much as the super guys do right now down here in the Southeast, and that's just a step up for them. So that's really cool.
And I believe there's some pretty good-sized prize money overall in the finish of that event or that series of events whenever it comes around.
Well, I do believe that is correct. Yeah, I like to see that Pro Late Model Series. Even though they're, they follow. They're kind of like the stepchild of the Supers, and they've got the ASA Series. They got the Midwest Tour and all that kind of stuff. But I like to see that, and I'd like to see the prize purse, you know, get up there competitive to some of the $15,000 and $20,000, maybe the $10,000-$15,000.
Well, here's the thing, though. A pro late model doesn't really cost any less than a super other than the motor.
Right.
You still run the same shocks, same tires, same chassis, same shocks, same everything that a super has, minus less motor.
Yep.
So, you know, you're spending the same amount of money and running for less. I get why they do it, but, you know, it's good to see them up the prize money and help those guys out and give them a chance at the stage on the big spotlight.
No, yeah. To say a minimum of $5,000, hopefully they can get that bumped up more than that before the entire event is over, we hope.
Well, Roger Dobbs is spending the money, so, you know, and they like crate motors, so, you know, you never know what's going on with that either.
Yeah.
Just a matter of time.
Yep.
You know, sponsorships, they do create an increase and creates a buzz, you know, for drivers and talent and events, so you never know. Money says...
Well, you know, the Alan Turner series brings a lot of good pro late models to Pensacola. So maybe that Roger Dobbs thing will attract some of those guys to run different places. It also helps them out. It helps the racetracks. And it's just all one big thing that just needs to keep growing.
Right. Yeah, for sure.
We'll hope that that's the way it turns out anyway.
Yeah. Amen to that.
Yeah, and there's a speaking of the Midwest Tour, I just brought that up, but I think Ted brought this up before we went on. 18th season of the ASA Midwest Tour, 77th season of racing at Slinger Speedway.
That is a storied track right there, I got to tell you. And it's got quite a few stories involved in the people that are going to be running this race, too. Let's run down that list and just see all we got. We start off, and I will put a caveat in here. Now, some of these names may not be thoroughly familiar with, and I might hammer them up if I do. I'll apologize in advance. Here we go. Ryan DeStefano, Luke Fenhouse, who we know very well.
Mm-hmm.
Owen Giles, John DeAngelis Jr., very familiar with him.
Yep. Former guest.
Oh, yep. Indeed. Mitch Haver, Billy Mohn, Derek Krause, Alex Prunty. You know, we've talked about him a lot. Nick Egan, Cody King, Gabe Summers, Grant Griesbach, Max Kaler, there's one that I'm hoping I'm not killing. And speaking of not killing, how about Levon Vandergeest? Let's get that one right. Willie Nelson, here's an interesting name. I didn't know he was available.
But yeah.
You know, he's multi-talented. Okay.
That's it.
Jeremy Bentz, Braden Berg, Jesse Bernhagen. Wow, they just keep getting better. Joe Valento, Ty Fredrickson, familiar with that name also, at least the last name. Jordan Devoy, Jeremy Lepak, Dennis Prunty, Justin Mondyke, Rich Bickle Jr. I've heard of this guy.
Yeah, that guy. I think so.
He's been around a little bit.
Just a few.
He has a few laps here and there.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Jasinski, Riley Stengem, Brad Keith, Jerry Muller, Steve Appel, Rich Locke, Joseph Schultz, James Lynch, Ryan Farnell, Jake Vinosky, Brad J.J. Mueller, Jonathan Schaefer, Ty Majeski. You heard that name once or twice, too.
Yeah.
Conrad Morgan and R.J. Brown, who is a frequent winner of that event as well. So he's a champion several times over.
I thought that Bickle guy retired.
Well, we heard it. Maybe he did.
He ran a snowball derby and said today he was done and he wouldn't be coming back. And
lies.
Liar. He went and ran Rockford, the last race at Rockford, Illinois. Mm-hmm. And that track's closed. Speaking of storied racetracks that are no longer with us. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, golly, Rich Bickle's still getting after it. He'll probably run good in that race. He always does, man. I mean, only 3-, 4-, and 5-time winner of the snowball derby.
Yeah. He's been around and around and
around. And around and around a few more times, especially around Slinger. He's from up that way.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm. Very
That's cool. Good to see Rich Bickle back in a race car, man. We knew you couldn't stay away. It's impossible.
The bug bit him a long time ago and it never let go.
No, it's in his blood.
Yeah, that's going to be a pretty stout entry list of drivers there. The 5-time ASA Midwest Tour champion and 3-time defending winner of the Slinger Nationals and a current NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series competitor. That was a lot. Yep. Ty Majeski is going to lead that list of past champions.
He's got a resume.
He does have a resume. And some of the guys, the Midwest Tour Rookie of the Year, Billy Mohn, Colwicky driver, development drivers down there, Levon Vandergeest. You know, they run the Icebreaker 100, 15-year-old Ty Fredrickson from Big Dan, Big Dan. That lineage.
Yeah. Yep.
So, it just they keep getting bigger and bigger, but we start seeing some youth in these bigger races too.
Yeah.
Well, that late model series up there has always been strong, and that was one of the things that when they decided to do this national series, Bubba Pollard said, do not mess with those racers up there. That their late model series is strong. They got plenty of cars. Don't screw with them. That's what one of Bubba's things when they started that. So, yeah, it's going to be awesome. And you got these young guys coming up, man. They're going to be the next generation of butt kickers. So, you got to watch that Midwest, man. They got some hellacious race car drivers up there.
Oh, yeah, a bundle. We had one or two down here. I mean, yeah, we've got to defend our area. But,
you know, but I mean, yeah. you're talking about Dick Trickle, yeah. Bob Seneker, Mike Eddy. I mean, ASA champion after ASA champion comes from that area. Yep. So. Yep.
And we get the occasional transplant down here, too.
A few.
Yep.
Yeah, we get them. But these kids, I mean, you know, that's one of the reasons, like I said a while, I love Bubba because he's an independent guy. He doesn't have the big late model, the big cup money behind him, and he still kicks their behind. Right. So.
That's got to be a little embarrassing, you know, to have somebody.
Sometimes. Yeah, I'm sure. But. What you got there, Thomas?
Well, you know, we do bring up most of the time, and it's some sad news. Very rarely do we are we able to bring up some good news about some tracks that are coming back or have gone dormant and kind of been, you know, pushed away and forgotten a little bit. We lose more than we have gained, but this is actually a good story, and it is Bronson Speedway in Archer, Florida. Miss Young has had this track with her husband for years, and it has gone by the wayside and sat dormant for a while. And she's bringing it back to life with the help of the community and some sponsorships. And I had run across this and let her know that our next episode, which is now, we would bring it up and try to get the word out that Bronson Speedway out in Archer is a 3/8 mile asphalt oval is coming back. It's actually got the figure eight too. So there's bringing back a bunch of classes, and they're going to do a test and tune here shortly, which I mean soon, and probably within the next month, I'm sure. And I've seen a lot of classes and competitors from different classes. They're ready and loaded up to go and test and tune. And so it looks like she's got a lot of backing. And it's going to come back to life, and it is Bronson Speedway in Archer, Florida, which is, I believe, in the Gainesville area, between Gainesville and Lakeland, if I had mapped it out.
I believe it is. The thing about it is it's so good to see a racetrack like that come back, and down in South Florida, they don't slack for cars or competitors.
No.
So that track's going to come back and come back eventually. I watched a lot. The All Pro Super Series used to run Bronson, Florida. So it's been a famous racetrack, and I'm glad to see it come back. And who knows, man, they run a big enough street stock race. Who knows? May load the old 07 up and go down there and run, because I just love racetracks like that, historic places that are opening back up. Yeah. Heck yeah. Good job. I wish her the best of luck. And the fans need to get off their butts and go watch races.
Yes. This is a pretty rare item for a track to come back. We've had so many that have gone away and are never coming back. They're plowed up, plowed under, sold off, whatever. It's nice to hear.
Yeah, Montgomery was one, was closed for quite a few years. And the Hyundai plant had actually knocked down part of the wall and was parking cars on it. For a long time, it was just a place for the Hyundai plant to park their new cars at, and finally somebody got it back and got it open back up, and now they got a great promoter up in Montgomery, and Stan the man, he gets her done, son. That's a great to see that place open, and I'm proud of Bronson Speedway opening back up, and good luck to the best of them, and please keep us informed of what's going on and your race stuff. We'll talk it up for you, because we'd love to see you stay open, and you know, we have listeners in South Florida that listen to us, so you know, we'll just keep that going.
Yeah, give us a schedule, give us some results, let us know what's going on, and we'll put it up for you.
Yep, that's right.
That is Bronson Speedway on Facebook, their page right now. It's a racetrack page, obviously. It's a premier asphalt track there in Archer, Florida. Bronson Speedway with Ann Young. We will keep everybody abreast. And if you want to go and help some support, and I see, I think we've got a like or a follower there that we might know of, Mr. Shanard.
Yeah, I heard of
him. He's right there, yeah, from Pensacola, Florida. Shane is... been a long time racer and winner here at Five Flag Speedway in the sportsman class, has dabbled in some late models there for a little bit. But he is on board with Bronson Speedway and the support as we speak. So, that's just one of many that we might be able to gather up and send that way to get Bronson back in the limelight.
Yep.
So
get him out there.
Yeah.
That's it.
Let's go. Everybody support that short track, Bronson Speedway, and short tracks everywhere you are. get out and take the family and have some fun.
Yeah. That's right. To support your local short tracks before they go away.
That's it. You'll lose it. What you don't support, you will not have, period.
No, scary. But real estate's getting extremely expensive, and it's not going to get into politics here about that, but there's a lot involved that's going on to destroy our support and our sport. So support it, love it, pay attention to it. Let's keep it going.
Well, I have some fears about our local track here because all the stuff coming up here being built around it, I have concerns.
It's the same thing with that track he's got pulled up right there, Southern Raceway. Yep. Yep. They're building subdivisions
all around it.
Yep. And you know damn good and well, especially a dirt track.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the noise, the dust. See, at least our tracks don't put up dust. They kick up a lot of dust. And you go outside, you got your brand new Jaguar sitting there, and it's covered in red clay because the rednecks are playing down the street. You know, the fussing and the crying is going to start, and somebody knows a county commissioner who goes in there and finds some little thing to shut them down. And then next thing you know, the county votes to not keep their permit. And, it's a damn shame.
Another one.
Yeah. I mean, but racetracks like Southern, they're full of people. I mean, the grandstands always have people. The pits have decent car counts.
Right. They're always good racing out there.
Yeah. Speaking of always racing, they're April 20th. The 604 Crate Lake Models, IMCA, Vintage, Pure Stocks, Stingers, Bombers. April 20th, they're at Southern Raceway, just right down the road from our studio. Mm-hmm. About 20 minutes, depending on traffic. They're going to be – Southern's been there for a while. They're not going anywhere. There's people can say what they want to. It's like buying a house on a golf course. Don't complain if I hit one in your porch. I'm sorry.
You're right. I'm not
a PGA Tour professional. I'm not going to be on Sunday. So if I happen to – spray one in your backyard and it's, goes into your pool. Well, have a ball on me.
Quit your crying.
Yeah. It's like moving right next to an airport and complaining about the noise or a military base. How stupid can you be? I think that was there before you moved in, you dig nung.
Oh, it is. But see, the problem is, like I said, somebody lives there, knows a county commissioner and then this, that, and the other, and then they get the ball rolling. Next thing you know, it's for sale, and they're building houses where a racetrack used to be.
Let's make some contributions to his, reelection fund or whatever.
Well, that's like the L.A. Raceway used to be over in Locksley. Right. The grandstands are still there. Mm-hmm. Part of the racetrack is still there. That'd make you cry when he said, because that was a bad dirt track and was a lot of fun to go watch. And he supposedly sold it, and they were going to build a subdivision. They never did. It's still just the grandstands are still there. Most of the seating is still there. The track's just half gone.
That's one thing I like about Mobile. It is way out from, so far it's way out from anything, but it can get built up around here real quick too. You just never know.
Yeah. Well, and I'll be at Southern Saturday night helping my buddy Mike Gorham with his two bomber cars. I always pull the number 10 that Josh, I can't think of his last name right now, drives the car for Mike. And, we'll be out there Saturday night helping them and supporting Southern Raceway. And my buddy Kevin Mitchell will be in the 604 late model race. So it'll be good to see him back on a racetrack. He ran fourth last time at Southern. So maybe they can improve on that.
Yep. Get him a podium this time.
Maybe so. But it's going to be interesting. Going to be some good racing. Stingers, Bombers, Pure Stocks, Vintage, IMCA, and the 604 Crate late models. That's always a good race. Hopefully the track will dry slick off, because when it does, our bombers run faster.
Yeah, and the kids' bike races. Free popcorn for the kids from 5 to 6:30. So general admission's 15, seniors military is 12, kids 6 to 12 is 5, and 5 and under is for free. So the gates open at 4 o'clock, hot laps start at 6.
Be there,
yeah. Southern Raceway right down the road in Milton, Florida. 3/8 mile, one of the fastest 3/8 dirt mile tracks you'll have around here. But man, they always put on a great entertainment evening for the family and for any race fans.
The sprint cars get out
cut goes cut my teeth on that racetrack, man. My first race, had my first big crash on that racetrack too.
Oh, the things you remember.
Oh yeah, I narrowed a Dodge Charger 6 inches.
Oh god,
of 6,000 pound 1974 Dodge Charger in the wall so hard the wall was imprinted with the car. Yeah, it was awful.
Ouch.
Yeah. Well, that's racing, and don't do that again.
No, don't do it again. No. That wall sucks. I've hit it every which way you can, and it does not give.
It doesn't move, does it?
It doesn't move. Not even. Not in a little bit.
Wow.
Well, I assure you, when the sprint cars come up there and they run Southern, that is absolutely one of the shows you need to see.
Yep.
That they put on a really, really good show, and those cars are really quick. So we will put that out there as soon as we get word. If you don't know, then let us know so we can let everybody else know.
That's right.
So until next week, we will have the Story in Black Roofing Crown Stock Driver of the Week. We do want to show some congratulatory efforts for Tyler Young and your win. Yep. Mobile. Yep. That was awesome. I think we had you on. We told you their wins were going to come. So there's one, and I'm sure there's many more coming. But next week, we will have the Driver of the Week after the events here locally in our backyard. Bronson Speedway on Facebook, give them a shout and a support. Thank you, our fans. Thank you for listening. Story Black Roofing, remember the merch, our hats, shirts, is keeping everybody alive here, keeping us going, on a weekly basis. Talk short track racing in the studio with these guys. Man, it's always fun.
Amen.
Sure is.
So, well, I think we can go with one,
two,
three.
Let's go, Brandon. Good night, everybody.
Be strong, America.
Thanks for listening.